This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Elizabeth Perez Garcia. First name is Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Middle name is Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, Perez. Last name is Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, Garcia. Date of birth, 7-16-2020. This letter is being written to Dr. Prasanna Krishnam Shetty. First name is Prasanna, P-R-A-S-A-N-N-A. Last name is Krishnam Shetty, K-R-I-S-H-N-A-M-S-H-E-T-T-Y. Dr. Prasanna Krishnam Shetty, address 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 435, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-258-4244. Fax number 408-258-3338. Dear Dr. Krishnam Shetty, thank you for asking me to see this 3-year-old child in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Elizabeth had two reactions to foods and wants to make two reactions to different foods and wants to have a full allergy workup, period. Not too long ago, she reacted to almond ingestion, which resulted in a rash on her abdomen, neck, immediately, period. There was no angioedema or vomiting or diarrhea. However, there was some minor throat pain, but no shortness of breath, period. I saw cell phone pictures, and the rash was quite impressive. Ever since then, no almonds have been given. She also had a similar reaction prior to this big reaction, and no medication, and she was given Benadryl after ingestion of almond, and that was effective in taking care of the rash, period. She developed a second food reaction occurred to pistachio nuts sometimes in last September, and it resulted in immediate spitting and a lot of throat discomfort and possibly some breathing difficulty, period. There was no angioedema or diffuse urticaria. There was no vomiting or diarrhea, period. This happened rather quickly, and ever since then, no pistachios have been given, period. None of these visits required emergency room for treatment, period. Obviously, these reactions occurred rather quickly after the ingestion, and that certainly would tell me the probability of anaphylaxis is rather high, period. There is history of mild eczema, and that certainly is a factor that one should consider in possible development of food allergies, period. There is no history of asthma or rhinitis, period. Interestingly, she has eaten peanut butter and peanuts many times, and there is no reaction, period. Generally speaking, peanut is a separate nut, and most children who with the other nut allergies seem to be able to tolerate peanuts without any problem, period. Examination was completely normal, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I reviewed the new paragraph. I reviewed IgG blood testing and that is indicative of many positive reactions. Generally speaking, IgG food allergy tests are of not much use in predicting anaphylaxis, so I would consider them to be of no value, period. I did some RAST panel of nuts, and it reveals many positive tests to different nuts, period. I will be sending you a copy of IgE testing to different nuts to you, period. New paragraph, skin testing revealed mild small reaction to pistachio, almond, and walnut, period. Results of allergy testing were explained to the family, and it's quite indicative of mild to moderate allergies to different nuts, period. My final diagnosis, number one, history of eczema, doing well. Number two, history of mild allergic reaction to pistachio and almond. My treatment plan, avoid all nuts except peanut. Number two, repeat testing within 2 to 5 years, period. Number three, do not bring any nuts in home. Number four, in case of a minor reaction, Benadryl can be given. Number four, in case of a major reaction, EpiPen should be given. Number five, 911 should be called, or family should take the child to emergency room in case EpiPen is given. Number seven, go on YouTube and learn how to administer EpiPen. Number eight, all family members should be aware of her allergy to nuts, period. Overall, I think she should do well, period. I gave her enough literature to read, and also what is minor reaction and what is major reaction, and hopefully no accidents will happen in future, period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient Elizabeth Garcia. Thank you.